Hi, I'm Carissa Backer, and welcome back to Sleep Wave, a podcast where we let waves of relaxation wash over you through original sleep meditations created to help you fall asleep tonight. And don't worry if you don't hear the end of an episode. I encourage you to drift off whenever you're ready. Before we get started on tonight's episode, I'd like to say thank you so much for all of the great ratings and reviews you guys have left us on Apple Podcasts and some of the other networks too. Tonight's shout out goes to Mikey Stiles, who calls the Sleepwave podcast life-changing, and he never fails to drift off to sleep when listening. This is why we do what we do. So if you too find that sleep has come easier since listening to Sleepwave, and you've not yet reached out to us, please feel free to let us know and consider subscribing to support the show. You can enjoy ad-free listening, plus have access to 2 bonus episodes a month and my entire back catalog. It really is the best way to find easy sleep every night. The details are in the show notes. You may have heard the old saying, don't believe everything you read. But what about don't believe everything you think? There is nothing easier than becoming identified with your thoughts. After all, they are happening in your head, so of course you do. But when your thoughts are swirling at night or causing you to feel not as good as you want to feel, it can be useful to take a step back from them. When I notice my thoughts are racing and making me feel anxious, I like to ask, is what I'm thinking true? And or, what do I need right now? I recently had to apply this method after our nanny told us she'll be leaving caring for our son to go work her internship. We knew this day was coming since she's a grad student with a graduation date, but the time elapsed quicker than I realized. My thoughts were swirling with, we'll never find someone else that's so good with our son, and all the uncertainty that comes when hiring someone new to help with childcare. Are they responsible, kind, trustworthy? Will my child be safe with them? Will my child enjoy their time with them? When I realized I was spiraling, I took a deep breath and asked myself, is what I'm thinking true? Will I truly never find someone else that's great to help care for my son? And immediately, I knew the answer was no. There are tons of lovely, caring, responsible people out there who we could find. It's possible whoever we find next will be amazing, in fact. Then I asked myself, what do I need right now? I needed to soothe myself and breathe. I sat with my eyes closed and put one hand on my heart and one hand on my belly and let myself just breathe for a few moments. After some time breathing slowly and steadily, an idea popped into my head about someone I could contact. I felt calmer and more open to possibilities than I had even a few moments earlier. I'm not sure I would have had such easy access to these tools if I didn't have a meditation practice. In meditation, I often have to sit with uncomfortable thoughts and emotions and just watch them. While watching them, they morph and change. They glide by. It's a bit easier to let them go when they aren't serving me. Before we begin, I wanted to let you know about the best way to get a perfect night's sleep. With Sleepwave Premium, enjoy an ad-free experience, 2 exclusive bonus episodes a month, as well as our back catalog of premium content. Your support really helps. Sign up takes 2 taps, so please click the link in the show notes. But now, it's time for a quick word from our sponsors who make this free content possible.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
In tonight's sleep meditation, we are going to enjoy the sweetness and peace that comes when we give our thoughts space. This will help slow down racing thoughts and allow you to drift into a deep sleep. It may also help you have a clearer, more enjoyable tomorrow, too. This is Calm Anxious Thoughts to Fall Asleep by Billy Gill. Mark Twain had a way of saying very subtle and complex things in a clear and often humorous way. There's one particular quote of his that relates in a profound way to the process of meditation. It ain't what you don't know that gets you into trouble, it's what you know for sure that just ain't so. Meditation teaches us to be skeptical of our own thoughts. Thinking is a cognitive process. Cognition, which derives from the Latin to know with, often refers to the human faculty of reason. By reason, we employ logic to draw conclusions and build on what we know in order to know more than we did. While there's clearly some overlap between thinking and reason, they're not exactly the same. Just because we're thinking doesn't mean we are using reason to grow our knowledge. In fact, we tend to think habitually and compulsively. Overthinking, overanalyzing, and ruminating thoughts are exhausting. Still, unless and until we begin to bring some degree of mindfulness to the activity of our minds, we can find ourselves in the situation where our minds become like a leaky faucet. The drip, drip, drip of thoughts continues, even when we want to turn it off. Just as the O-rings and washers of a faucet must be strong to seal the joints between parts, the mind must develop a kind of strength as well to keep these leaky thoughts from keeping us awake at night. Many people become discouraged when they first begin to practice meditation because they have been told or somehow have come to believe that they should be able to quiet their minds in order to meditate. That's like believing that you must first stop being hungry if you want to eat. Tonight's sleep meditation will gradually and gently allow you to build the strength of your mind to keep intrusive thoughts at bay. Sheer will alone will not stop the mind from thinking compulsively, any more than squeezing a faucet with your hand could ever stop the leak. The process of meditation itself builds the strength of the mind. Take time to become calm and steady. Find a comfortable position in your bed and begin to follow the gentle rhythm of your breath. At first, when you begin to pay attention to your breath, you may become self-conscious. It's a common reaction because until you bring attention to your breathing, it's a process that generally takes care of itself. Your autonomic nervous system regulates your breathing in the background while your attention is focused elsewhere. By bringing attention to the breath, you now override that automatic regulation. It's as though your breath was on autopilot, and now you are in control. Fortunately, there is a limit to how much control you can assert over the breath. Even if you were to hold your breath for a long time, eventually the autonomic nervous system takes the wheel again. Simply relax and allow the breath to move freely. There are two important components to this. Pay attention to how long the breath lasts, and also where in the torso you experience the sensations of the breath. Allow the next exhale to to be very complete. There's never any need to strain. Notice when the breath has been comfortably expelled, and notice a brief pause at that moment. The next inhale arises on its own. All you need to do is yield to the need for a new breath. By creating space for the inhale to arise, you allow the air that's outside of your body to passively fall into your lungs. Notice that the inhale causes the torso to rise upward and outward as the air fills the lungs. At the top of the inhale, again, there's a brief pause as the inhale transforms into an exhale. As the air is exhaled through the mouth or through the nose, the torso falls downward and inward until you, once again, reach a comfortable point of stillness at the bottom of the exhale. Again, breathe in through the nose. Notice the pause between breaths. Breathe out through the mouth. Pause. Go on following this natural pattern of the breath. The length of time that each inhale, exhale, and pause lasts can vary. See if you can smooth out any little sputters or hiccups in the breath as you pay attention to the sensations that accompany the movements of the torso. Cultivate the attitude of a witness as you become absorbed in the fascinating interplay of time and place, which occurs spontaneously through the breath. Just go on watching the whole process. Breathe in through the nose. Breathe out through the mouth. Once more, breathe in through the nose. Breathe out through the mouth. Go on at your own pace. Thank you. See if you can breathe in and out through the nostrils exclusively. If you need to breathe through the mouth, feel free. But see if you can comfortably breathe only through the nose on both the inhale and the exhale. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Continue at your own pace. From time to time, your attention will drift off to think about one thing or another. You may feel as though you have done something wrong when this happens, but in fact, you are meditating perfectly. The practice of meditation is the practice of returning to the point of focus, in this case, the breath. Each time you become aware that your mind is drifting off and then gently return to your breath, you become more and more mindful of how your mind behaves. This makes you stronger and more capable of quieting the mind. If you were never distracted, you could never practice bringing the mind back to the point of attention. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Continue on. Thank you. until you have become firmly established in the practice of mindfulness, it's possible that you give each thought that occurs to you the same weight, not truly understanding that the nature of the mind is to generate thoughts, regardless of whether or not they are true or useful or even relevant. We tend to give the voice in our head more authority than perhaps is warranted. There are many voices that we hear throughout the day, many opinions and observations to which we give very little credibility or significance. The bias that we have for our own thoughts can cause us to take the mental chatter in our own minds much more seriously than we should. When this happens, we can't differentiate the signal from the noise, which leads to even more thinking. As you breathe slowly and easily, gently acknowledge that your mind often generates a constant stream of thoughts, some of which may not even be your own thoughts. We are greatly conditioned by society, by our commitments, by our families and teachers. We've all been brought up with the sounds of other people's voices echoing in our minds. It can take a concentrated effort to discern which voice is really yours and which ones belong to others. For our meditation tonight, we're practicing letting thoughts pass by without attaching too much importance to them, just as we do with the countless voices we encounter on a given day. Let each thought that arises suddenly transform into a leaf, gently floating down a serene river. Watch as each thought, like a leaf, appears on the surface of the water, then gracefully drifts away downstream, becoming smaller and less significant as it moves farther from you. Whenever a thought arises, silently repeat to yourself, "Don't believe everything you think." Let this phrase become a mantra, a reminder that not every thought is a reflection of reality or a call to action. Allow your thoughts to come and go like the leaves on the river, without judgment or attachment. As you continue to breathe deeply and repeat the mantra, notice how your mind begins to quiet. The river of thoughts slows down, and your mental landscape becomes more serene. Your body feels lighter, and a sense of calm washes over you. Feel the gentle rhythm of your breath, like the ebb and flow of the river. You are safe and supported, letting go of any thoughts that no longer serve you. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in. Breathe out. From time to time, you may feel yourself being drawn into the thoughts. The mind assumes the form of the thoughts, and you feel as though you have become the thought. Again, this is a normal part of the process. We can easily lose the perspective of the witness in the sense that we are observing our minds. We become caught up in the mental movements, and instead of watching the river drift peacefully by, it's as though we are being pulled along the current. In meditation, we practice the art of returning to that witnessing presence by returning to the breath. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Each time you return, you become stronger and more capable of letting the thoughts come and go. It's not necessary to wrestle with the mind in order to calm it down. If you leave it alone, it will calm down naturally. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Thank you. In this state of peaceful awareness, you begin to surrender into sleep. Sleep, too, comes naturally as we release our attachment to the thoughts that float through our awareness. Discerning the thoughts from the awareness of the one who perceives the thought reveals that you are not your thoughts. With that insight, observe the spaciousness that expands between the thoughts that arise and your own consciousness. Allow that space to surround you and envelop you in a blanket of calm quietude. The freedom of knowing that your thoughts are not you allows you to relax, let go, and surrender into the placid hum of your own inner awareness. Feel your eyes gently fall away from your eyelids. Feel any tension in the jaw release. Notice the soft expression in your facial muscles. In this spacious awareness, your inner ears are open and receptive as you hear the inner silence of deep meditation. It's like listening to the silent roar of the sun. This inner silence is always within you. From time to time, thoughts will come. Remember that this inner silence is your natural state, calm, steady, dignified, at ease with the world and with yourself. This is your true nature. Let thoughts come and go like leaves floating gently down the river. Return to the breath and become familiar with this inner silence. Sleep. Sleep. Sleep.